into a brand new episode of Bottom Line Baseball. I'm Alex Views, alongside, right next to me, Jackson Ryan, and we are joined by a very special guest, LA Angels senior advisor to the GM for Major League Operations, Gene Watson. Gene, thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me today, guys. Appreciate it.
So first off, what an exciting Angels team. I've watched every single game since the season started, coming in to a hot spring training as well. What excites you most about this Angels team?
Well, I think really it's the messaging from Perry Manassian, who's got a great vision for the team this season, and not only this season, but beyond for the organization, but merely the sense of urgency in this Major League team winning every day and making October a priority and trying to win the American League West, trying to be competitive for a World Series, a priority, because it's our belief that that might not have been there in the past. And so that was really the messaging coming in from day one, is that we are going to do everything we can to invest into this team this season to win a world championship. And I think that when you have that messaging, it resonates throughout the Major League coaching staff, through our manager, Joe Maddon, who's been unbelievable, through the players that have been here and the players that are new to the organization, and right now, you know, we're playing some very good baseball.
I have a quick follow-up. You said that from day one with the new GM Perry and you and all the new front office pieces that have come to the Angels, you want to recreate and to build your own voice and to build your own just identity. Now, most teams always try to do this, right? We always see a rebuilding. This is not a rebuilding. You already have the players there. It's almost a rebuilding from the front office side of things. How much of a challenge is that from you? Because we're early on in the season, but it seems like things are clicking right away. So is there a challenge or not?
No, I think it's just really just letting the team know, hey, we expect to win. We came here to win. We've added pieces like Rossell Iglesias, Jose Iglesias, Mike Mayers. I mean, they've done a great job the past 2 years of adding players to this team. And just that day-to-day belief that we're going to win. And when you look at the group that Perry brought over, starting with himself, who'd been very successful in Toronto, Atlanta, and Alex Tammen, who's never missed the playoffs, working with the Dodgers and the Braves. Ray Montgomery comes from a very successful Milwaukee Brewers. Joey Probinsky, our farm director, comes from a very successful St. Louis Cardinals. David Haynes comes from a very successful Toronto Blue Jay organization. And myself, who comes from Kansas City, I've been a part of four World Series organizations. So when you get that type of mixture of experience together that have all been successful in different ways, and you can bring those ideas together, it's got a chance to be really successful early on when the expectation level is set high.
And Gene, kind of going off the start, y'all have had a 5-2 start. How important is it to get off to that good start in April and to get that momentum going?
Really important, especially with the schedule that we play. The White Sox are arguably one of the best teams in baseball. We were fortunate to take 3 or 4 from them. Houston expected to win the American League West this year, to be able to split with them week one, and then going to Toronto and to Dunedin last night and beat a very, very good Toronto Blue Jay team. I know it's a week. I know it's 7 games. But if you would have said 2 weeks ago you're going to start the season out 5-2, I don't think there's anybody that wouldn't have taken that. And we've got a very, very tough schedule ahead in the coming weeks. And your hope is just to keep your head above water and find out who you are through 40, 50 games, and then find out what you need to go get to make the team better.
I think one of the most exciting things that fans can really be excited about is there's a different person every single night that steps up. Last night on Thursday, it was David Fletcher coming in huge in extra innings, had that kind of single into a bloop single into center field, scored 2 runs in extra innings, put the Angels ahead. Those are special teams, as you know. I think back when you think about a team that was so successful, the Kansas City Royals back in 2015, every single piece, the bullpen, right? Every single person stepped up. You had Hosmer, Perez, every single piece just across the field. How important is that now, even though it's just a handful of games, but to see it so early on in the season?
It's huge, and especially in the manner we've come back and won some of these games versus very good teams. But, you know, you had Albert Pujols one night, Justin Upton the next, Mike Trout the next, Fletcher the next. And when you have that, you sort of, this organic belief system sort of takes hold in the clubhouse of, hey, tonight's my night to pick this team up. And then when you have, you know, through 7 games and you've got guys that's struggling and you're 5-2 and each of them have helped you win at least one game. Now they're not looking at those individual game performances. They're just taking the at-bat at hand or the situation at hand and saying, I'm going to do everything I can to pull a rope to help this team win tonight. And when you get 26 guys that do that, you got a chance to have something very special.
And one of the guys you touched on earlier, Jose Iglesias, how important is it to have a great shortstop defensively that's going to make the plays and spectacular plays up the middle?
Oh, tremendous move by Perry. The first move he made when he got the job was to call Mike Elias in Baltimore and reach out about Iglesias. And what Jose brings to us is what the team has needed in some ways, and that's a really good edge to the ballpark every day. He's a very intense player. I mean, it's hard to say this, but like the first week of spring training when we're doing pitchers live BPs, he's facing Chris Rodriguez, one of our best young arms in the organization, who's had a tremendous first week. And even in that one-on-one competition, the young kid from Miami versus the veteran player from Miami, the intensity that he took into that live BP resonated throughout the camp all day long. And that's when you start to have those little incidences of competition and great edge, which is what he brings to the table, you have a chance to be very successful over 162.
Since Jackson called out one player, I'll call out another. Albert Pujols, you mentioned he's in his last year with the Angels, and he still wants to play every single day. He still has that competitive edge that really no one has. He's a Hall of Famer. How important is he to this Angels team?
He is huge, and he's huge in so many ways because he's been a part of world championships. He's a great player. We have some young players that are going to be really, really important to the success of this team. And he's been that guy before. So it's going to be very, very important for him to be a part of every entity of this team, even when he's not playing. And, you know, he helped us win the first game of the season. And just his presence in the clubhouse and around the dugout and what he can bring to the young players is going to be very, very important.
And one of those younger guys, you could talk about Jared Walsh. How important is it to have him get off to the great start he has, hit a walk-off homer against Chicago, and for his confidence in going into the future?
Well, Jared really turned the corner last year in the 60-game season. He had an incredible September. I think he hit over 300 with 9 bombs and kind of had a rougher spring this year. I think he had one extra base hit during spring, but the way his swing works, it is one that needs a lot of at-bats and get into game speed. And just a tremendous makeup guy, one of the better young players in our organization, and he's going to be a big contributor to our season this year.
A lot of talk about Shohei Ohtani being a two-way guy. Jared Walsh, could we see him potentially be a two-way guy this year as the season prolongs?
I don't think so. I think the time on the mound has been done. And what Jared, as good as he was on the mound and at the plate, what he's done just offensively and having to step away from the mound just speaks more volume to Shohei Ohtani and how special of a guy he is. I've seen guys like Shohei in high school when you're talking about a Josh Hamilton or a Zach Greinke, somebody like that that could have easily been a two-way guy and went the one direction. Not only is Shohei doing it at the major league level, but he's doing it in a completely different country. And he is truly one of the more remarkable baseball players I've ever been around, ever.
What's the most underrated aspect about Ohtani?
I don't think that people understand how hard it is to come to the ballpark and have that language barrier and be able to blend in with your teammates and communicate with your teammates and be a part of what's going on in the clubhouse, and he does an unbelievable job at it. He is really a special individual.
What about his speed?
He's a plus runner. I mean, the guy can do it all. I mean, if you put Ichiro on the mound, you're talking about not too dissimilar of a skill set. And Ichiro was the kind of player that he could have hit for higher average and less power. And he kind of went for the balanced approach of less average and more power. But that's the thing about the Japanese players. They're so multidimensional. And they work so hard at a very young age to harness their tools that when you get complete players like Shohei, like Ichiro, their talent really, really streams out over a long season.
And the guy that's in charge of all of this, Joe Maddon, on the field, how vital has he been to the organization coming in the year before and kind of changing that culture that he had in Chicago winning the championship there?
Well, Joe just gets it, and I absolutely love Joe. I love being around him. I love talking baseball. He's of the old school mentality when people say old school, new school, but he understands the importance of analytics and how you blend it into the team and preparation at the major league level. But he also knows it's not black and white, and there's a lot of gray, and he loves managing in the gray. Truly an old school guy that's, you know, going to be a Hall of Fame manager someday.
We'll talk about your kind of career path transition to the Angels. You were with the Royals for 15 years. What's been the biggest transition for you?
Well, it's when you're with somebody for 15 years, an organization for 15 years, it really becomes a family. And that's what's really unique and special about the Royals organization. It is truly a family. Everybody is very close. Everybody holds each other accountable. You can say what needs to be said and have those difficult conversations and still have the utmost respect for each other and our families. Our wives are close. The kids were close. But for me, it was just, it felt like it was time for a new challenge, and to be able to go out to the West Coast, which I haven't been with a West Coast team since 1999 when I was with the Padres, to be in a larger market, to have a hitting group that's worth $1 billion is a lot of fun when you talk about Mike and Albert and Anthony Rendon and Shohei. And so, you know, it's a different set of challenges. It's a different way you wake up in the given day. You know, I'm not managing any one department. I'm involved in every department, which has really been a lot of fun, and getting to learn a lot from people, especially in analytics. And it's been great so far. I've really enjoyed it.
So you kind of get that taste a little of everything, right? What's one area that you haven't really experienced in your career that you're able to do now that excites you every single day?
Well, player development has been really fun, and Joey Probinsky is just outstanding. He's one of the great baseball men of this generation, and he's been very, very successful, a part of great teams in Texas and in Milwaukee and St. Louis. And what's special and unique for me in being involved in the minor leagues with the Angels is my son was a minor league player for the Angels. And so, you know, I felt like I had a pretty good feel for the day-to-day entities of the minor leagues and player development until I had a son in the minor leagues. And you really get that deep dive into what players go through each and every day. And it is an extremely difficult job to play minor league baseball. And the one thing that I've tried to convey with Joey and with our organization is we can never lose sight of seeing the game through the eyes of the players, especially coming out of a pandemic when these players haven't been able to play in almost 18, 19 months. And so their anxiety levels are going to be high to do well and to try to make a team. And so just trying to temper those emotions and expectations and just let the players enjoy being baseball players. And secondly would be to have an organization that you would want your kids to be a part of. You know, when a player hangs his uniform up for the last time, that when they say, this was one of the greatest baseball experiences that I've ever had, you're doing things in the right way. So just seeing the game through the eyes of the player and having an organization that you want your kids to be a part of are two of the things that we try to strive for right now.
And Gene, kind of talking about culture a little bit, and that starts in the minor leagues as well. How important and how excited are you to have a minor league season coming in this upcoming year?
Very excited for the players. And I know there's a lot of uncertainty, the cutting of teams, 42 teams, the cutting of players. The independent leagues are going to be very, very important to evaluate because you're going to have players that did not get drafted that are going to be in independent leagues, players coming back from injuries. But just what the minor leagues, you know, the fabric that the minor leagues are, you know, for our country in these small towns across the country, and what it means to everybody from the radio people to the grounds people to the ticket takers to the ushers, just to be getting back to some sense of normalcy in that area is going to be really, really exciting for all the players and for all the fans and the communities.
It's just so crazy to think about Tyler, your son. The last time he played, he retired at the end of the 2019 season, and that's the last time these minor league players that are coming back, their season just starting in a few weeks, are picking up. So it's just insane to think about it when you put it like that, and you think about, like, these minor league players literally haven't picked up a baseball in competitive minor league baseball in over a year and a half.
Yeah, and you don't know what that's going to look like. Bodies change, mentalities change, guys can get stronger, but there's no substitute for playing the game. And, you know, for a lot of players, they've been home for this time. They've gotten their degrees. They've worked jobs. They're raising families. It's going to be, I mean, I just come off a 54-day road trip, and it was really difficult because we've gotten accustomed to being home every day and being with our families. And so to get back into that adjustment phase of being away from your family and the things you deal with and just getting back to a sense of, you know, playing the game the best that you can, it's going to be different for a lot of players.
But Gene, the last question that I have for you, it's one I always like to ask to people that have spent their lifetime in the game, and that is, if a 15-year-old kid walked up to Gene Watson right now and said, Gene, I don't like baseball, it's boring to me, I'm never going to watch it, what are you saying to that 15-year-old kid?
I would tell them that there's nothing in the world that parallels life more than the game of baseball, because you've got to show up every day and give it everything you've got. You're going to have really, really good days, and you're going to have really, really bad days. You're going to have people that are pulling for you. You're going to have people that are pulling against you. But if you want to do something in your life that is going to prepare you for the rest of your life, the game of baseball is the way to go.
Well, Gene, thanks so much for taking your time to join Bottom Line Baseball.
You bet, guys. Thanks so much.